Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are making a new effort to hold the U.S. Supreme Court to a stronger ethical standard. The push comes after ethics questions were raised by reports that a wealthy Republican donor gave Justice Clarence Thomas luxury vacations and bought 3 properties in Georgia from him. Another report found Justice Neil Gorsuch did not disclose the identity of the buyer of property he owned and sold in Colorado. Now, it turned out it was the head of a law firm that had multiple cases before the court. The Senate Judiciary Committee opens hearings tomorrow. Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii is on the committee. Senator, all 9 justices on the court have released a joint statement saying they will voluntarily adhere to the existing code of conduct, but they pushed back on proposals for independent oversight or ethics rules that the court would have to follow. Senator, how do you respond to their seemingly united front there?
I would say that that is too little too late for the Supreme Court, and they need a strong code of ethics. They are the highest court in the land. They should be held to the highest ethical standards, and that is why we are having a hearing, because that's not where the court is.
Now, your committee asked Chief Justice Roberts to appear. He said no. What did you want to ask him?
We wanted to ask him why they don't have a strong code of ethics that applies to all other judicial branches, so that he could explain to us. Not to mention, by the way, the 5-page letter he sent to the chairman of the committee talking about policies and practices. We don't know when these policy and practices were adopted by the Supreme Court. There are a lot of questions. And by the way, when Chief Justice Roberts made his end-of-year report in 2021, he noted that there were certain things that they shouldn't be doing, such as judge shopping. So I think that he opened the door and acknowledges that there need to be some changes in how the judiciary operates. And in my view, why the Supreme Court should not have a code of ethics.
And we're going to get to judge shopping coming up in just a second. What do you want the committee to consider? I mean, what would be your top priority for ethics rules for the Supreme Court?
That they adopt a strong code of ethics that does at least 3 things. And there's a bill that would do that, one, require the Supreme Court to adopt a code of ethics, 2, have a much stronger recusal provisions, and 3, have a process whereby these kinds of things can be investigated.
Right. Is ethics reform going to happen whether the court participates or not?
Yes, regardless of whether the Chief Justice shows up or not, the committee will go forward with our hearings with ethical experts to point out why it's important for the Supreme Court to have such a code.
So regardless of any justice cooperate, I mean, it doesn't matter who.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Now, last week we mentioned judge shopping. Last week you introduced a bill focused on stopping judge shopping. That's a practice where plaintiffs deliberately file lawsuits in districts overseen by judges who they know are going to be sympathetic to their side. How does your legislation stop this practice?
What my bill does is to create a provisions whereby these kinds of claims, these kinds of suits, goes directly to the district court in Washington, D.C., which has a lot of experience in dealing with questions relating to federal law, federal rules, or federal administrative decisions. So it would create a way that only that the district court in D.C. will hear these cases and will stop judge shopping in places like Texas, where 20 of the 27 divisions there has only one judge, which makes it really easy to judge shop. So my bill will provide exclusive jurisdiction.
And if a court order only applies to an individual, they can still file in their local federal court. Okay.
But that's usually not the way judge shopping works. They want something that applies nationally, which is exactly what happened with Judge Kaczmarek.
All right. That is Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii. Thank you very much, Senator.
Okay. Thank you.